Welcome to the This Week in Rays Baseball podcast. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
All right, our latest podcast is with a guy who just won his third Gold Glove. First guy in Rays history to do so. He is the all-time leader in games played in basically every major offensive category with the organization. I'm talking about the longest tenured Ray, Evan Longoria. Evan, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Neil.
What did it mean to you to win an award like this? It's the first Gold Glove you won since 2010. It's your third overall. Put it in perspective.
I mean, it's awesome. There's not really, you know, much more I can say. I mean, I'm proud. You know, it's really nice to see the hard work that I put in. You know, come to the culmination of winning another award and a personal award, and it's cool. The Gold Glove was one of the awards that I had always set out to win when I was a young player, and to be able to have three of them now is quite an honor.
Were you particularly surprised at all this time around?
I was, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel like I had one of my better defensive years. I actually felt like last year was probably better, you know, personally, defensively for myself. But I guess, you know, with the way that the metrics and StatCast and all of these sabermetric type things play into it, you know, that's a big part of the awards now. And so, however I got to win it, I'm happy to be able to take home the hardware.
Is it especially important considering the position you play? I mean, you look at the competition, Machado, Ramirez, Donaldson, Beltre, Seager. I mean, the third base position in the American League is very crowded.
It is, and it's nice to be able to I guess, win an award in front of all those names. I mean, it's been great to watch the position grow and, you know, have that kind of, I guess, daily competition between us, you know, in terms of who's going to take home the major awards at the end of the year. And it hasn't become easy. And, you know, those things, I feel like they've tended to switch hands every year. And somebody, you know, every year is having a better year than the last. And it's been fun to be a part of that.
I'm curious, you know, I think you mentioned this probably to Mark Topkin, the value of Tom Foley and how much he helped you prepare not only this year but years past. He's going to have a different role with the organization this year.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Tom. I mean, you know, I've been with him for 10 years, and I give a lot of credit to him and the way that he was able to prepare me and kind of just teach me on a daily basis. You know, there were a lot of times where I'd ask him about plays in the game and you know, spring training, just a lot of the things that we did to prepare. And we talked about over the course of 10 years, I won't have that resource anymore. So, you know, I'm sure we'll be okay. You know, Charlie is an infield coach as well. And he's pretty well versed in that, but it'll be a different feeling not having Tom around this year.
I was going to ask you if you've already communicated with Charlie, since he isn't out in Arizona too, whether he's going to hit you fungos already for next year.
Charlie knows how I feel about him and his fungos, so I'll probably be looking for somebody else to hit me fungos. Although Charlie's not bad, but he's not my favorite.
All right. Knows
that.
The other question I was curious, you know, you had Adaney for the better part of the second half of the season. How much do you think that helped you at third base, knowing what he could cover from a range standpoint? How much did that help you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing with the same guy next to you day in and day out is definitely a help. You know when you got to attack balls to your left and when the guy is going to be there and be able to make the play. So, I mean, he had some of the best range of any shortstop that I've played with, and he made a lot of special plays. So it definitely makes my job easier when, you know, you got a guy like that to your left.
Does it allow you to cheat? Whether it's a step in, a step to your left, a step to your right, knowing what he can do any differently than any other shortstops you've had?
I mean, not necessarily cheat. I think it's just more about knowing where to position myself and where he's going to position himself. You know, a lot of times if you're not playing next to the same guy every day, you know, I may be standing a little bit closer to the third base line and assuming that he's more over into the hole, and then when that ball's hitting the hole, I don't really break as hard because I feel like he has it covered, and then, you know, both of us are kind of standing there looking at each other. So we had a pretty good relationship in terms of knowing, you know, the spacing between us and when one was going to move, you know, where we were going to move to. So those sorts of things all go into, you know, saving runs and being a better defense overall.
This has already been a busy offseason for you. You had the climbing center over at the, you know, for the children's facility that opened up. What did you think of the exhibit?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, the St. Pete Children's Museum has been a home for our kids for the past, you know, 4 years since Elle was born, almost 5 years. And so it was something that we felt was needed in the community, you know, a bigger play facility for them to be able to climb on and grow with. And we think that it's going to be a huge success, and already is a huge success at the St. Pete Children's Museum. So, you know, definitely if we got some families listening, go over there and check it out. It's a great addition to the area, and we're really happy to be a part of it.
I'm curious too about the award itself. Do you keep all these, or does your family get your mom and dad? Where are the gold gloves housed, and do you have room for a third, I guess, on the shelf?
Oh yeah, they're with me. they're in. I got a kind of a computer / memorabilia room at my house here in Arizona, so I'll make room for it definitely.
And I understand. You know, I mean, you certainly, I know the team guy you are, would exchange the awards for a postseason. When do you, in your mind, start thinking about 18? How much time do you now take off before you start really focusing on getting ready?
I'm probably not going to start really cranking it up until after the new year. That's when I normally do. I mean, I've started, you know, doing some workouts and, you know, just keeping my body active and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, baseball stuff goes, I won't really start up until after the new year, and then probably not until the middle of January, where I'm going, you know, every day to work out and hit and you know, do those sorts of things.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy the holidays, enjoy the time with the family, and congratulations on yet another award.
I will do all those things. Thank you, Neil.
That was Evan Longoria, and we certainly are thankful for his time and congratulate him on winning a third Gold Glove Award. I'm sure that Kevin Kiermaier, who has two, it won't be long before he gets a third, as long as he is healthy over the course of a full season. Now, the Rays had a couple of guys who were healthy, a couple who weren't, that they adjusted on their 40-man roster. If you didn't notice, the Rays lopped off four off their 40-man to get down to 32 with the protections that they have to make on November 20th. Certainly doesn't come as a major surprise. In terms of Sean Tolleson, he probably wasn't going to be fully healthy until probably the midway point of next year. Cesar Puello had a very limited chance, but it was kind of expected that he would be designated for assignment. Kurt Casale is out of options, so with Jesus Sucre and Wilson Ramos ahead of him, the Rays, if they want to try and re-sign him to a minor league deal or at least give Kurt a jump on, you know, his future, made the most sense. And in Taylor Guerrero's case, I think his health probably was the biggest reason why the Rays decided to designate him for assignment. If he had passed through waivers, I'm sure they would have kept him, but Toronto claimed him, and the Rays have some guys who are probably a little bit more durable and a little bit younger that they have ahead of them that they're likely to protect on November the 20th. Next week, by the way, November 13th through the 15th, are the general manager meetings, which this year are in Orlando. We're probably going to preview that in our next podcast coming up. In the meantime, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.